感谢主，今天是我们在这里第一次传福音的聚会。
Praise the Lord, this is the first gospel meeting in this place.
我刚才在看诗班在唱歌的时候。
I was watching our choir brothers and sisters presenting the song.
我听他们在唱那个让赞美飞扬的时候，我看他们的脸上都洋溢着喜乐。
When they sing the first hymn, let praises flows. Their faces are full of praises.
因为每次当我们提到我们的主的时候，我们里面就充满了喜乐。
Every time as we mention our Lord, our heart is full of peace and joy.
我不知道有多少位今天你是第一次来听福音的，能不能举个手给我看一下？
So I don't know how many of you are here
来听福音，或者是你还没有信主，你还没信主的，你都可以举 都举手好吗
？Way to put it, if you haven't believed in the Lord, please raise up your hand.
感谢主。好，那我们也盼望，就是当你听完我们这篇福音的信息以后，我们盼望你们回去的时候，脸上也能够带着喜乐。
We hope that after you hear the message, that you will come home with peace and joy.
我们先低头，我们有一个祷告。
So shall we bow and have a word of prayers together?
所以说，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是让我们的心能够喜乐的主。
For you cause our heart to be full of peace and joy.
因为也是你把我们从死亡罪恶里拯救出来的主。
You're the Lord who has saved us from death.
主，当我们今天在这里讲到你福音的时候。
Lord, as we are here to speak about your gospel.
主啊，求你自己的灵充满这个地方。
May your spirit fill this place.
因为人的话语是何等的有限。
But how limited are the words of men?
只有当你的灵自己出来做工的时候，
only when you work with your Holy Spirit,
人才能够相信你，才能够接受你。
Then men will come and believe and accept you.
主，求你今天自己来掌管这个聚会。
Lord, will you have full control of this meeting?
让今天所有从这个门里走出去的人都能够接受你自己的福音。
That everyone who comes in and who may leave with peace and joy with you as their personal savior.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天是传福音的聚会。
So today is a gospel meeting.
那什么是福音呢
？So what is the gospel?
我们说福音就是好消息。
We say the gospel is good news.
因为现在的社会几乎都没有什么好消息。
So these days, when we look at the newspaper, there's hardly any good news.
当你打开报纸、打开电视的时候，你看见不是那些坏的消息、凶杀、丑闻，就是一些自然的灾害。
So as you open the newspaper, or you, if you watch the TV, it's always full of natural disasters, full of murders, all the bad news.
所以现在有人说没有消息就是好消息。
So some people will say no news is good news.
有一个故事讲到有一个画家他非常的穷困潦倒。
A story goes like this: a painter he's very poor.
他身体呢也非常的不好，他常常要去看医生。
Due to his poor health, he often has to go and visit his doctor.
而且呢，他画的画呢也是一张都卖不出去。
And no one buy his painting.
他里面非常的发愁。
So he's very troubled.
有一天他实在受不了了，他就跑到画廊去找他的经纪人。
So one day he couldn't stand anymore, so he went and see his agent.
那个经纪人看了他说嘛，就跟他说，哎呀，你来得正好。
So his agent said, it is well that you have come and see me.
他说我正好要找你。
I was looking for you indeed.
他说我要告诉你两个消息。
He said, I want to tell you two news.
一个坏消息，一个好消息。
There's a bad news and there's good news.
你要先听哪一个？
Which one do you prefer to hear first?
那个画家说，我当然要先听好消息了。
So the painter said, of course, I would like to hear the good news first.
然后那个经纪人就告诉他。
And the agent told him.
好消息是刚才有人来到这个画廊。
So the good news is that someone just came to the gallery.
他非常被你的画吸引。
And he was quite attracted by your paintings.
他就问我说，这个你的画到底有没有收藏的价值？
And he asked whether or not there's any value to collect your paintings.
他说很多画家都是死了以后呢，他们的画才值钱。
Yeah, he said many artists that only became famous and they work, artwork only became valuable after they have passed away.
他说不知道这个画家他以后他的画是不是很值钱。
So the man asked whether or not these artworks will be valuable to collect.
那经纪人说他我当然告诉他一定会很值钱的。
The agent said, of course I told the man that it's going to be valuable.
他说然后那个人呢一口气就买了十幅画。
So that man bought 10 of the artworks.
哎呀那个画家听了以后非常的高兴。
So the artist was very happy.
因为他的画终于卖出去了。
Because at last someone has bought his artwork.
然后他接着问他说那坏消息是什么呢？
So he asked, what is the bad news then?
那经纪人跟他说那个坏消息就是买你画的这个人就是你的家庭医生。
So his agent told him that the man who bought your paintings is your family doctor.
我不知道你没听懂啊。
I'm not sure if you have got the point.
因为他的家庭医生知道他已经身患绝症，所以呢，但是他没有告诉他。
Because his family doctor knew that he's going to die soon, but he didn't tell his patient.
所以他希望他死了以后画能够卖个好价钱，他所以他先来买他的画。
So the reason that he bought his artworks is because he was hoping that these artworks would be valuable, worth a lot more when he passed away.
那我今天我要倒过来。
So today I'm going to talk about the opposite.
我要先告诉你们一个坏消息。
I'm going to tell you the bad news first.
这个坏消息就是不管你今天是成功也好是失败也好
The bad news is that whether or not you're successful today or you are in such a failure
不管你是成功也好不管你是失败也好
Whether you're success or failure
不管你是健康也好你是病重也好
Whether you're in health or you're in sickness
如果你还没有信耶稣
If you have not believed in Jesus
你在神的眼中你就是一个身患绝症的人
Then in God's eyes you are one who is deep in sickness
有一天我们不仅要面对死亡
One day we will not only face death
我们死后还要面临神公义的审判
After death we will face God's righteous judgment
但是我更要把一个好消息告诉你
But I will also tell you a good news
那就是耶稣来了
And that is Jesus has come.
他来就是要拯救我们这些身患绝症的人。
He has come to save us, the sinners, we who are hopeless in our sickness.
他来就是要安慰伤心的人，他就是要扶助软弱的人。
He has come to comfort those who are broken-hearted, those who are weak.
他更要把那个永远的福分赏赐给每一个愿意相信接受他的人。
And he has come to give us the eternal blessing.To those who believed in him. We want to read a small portion from the scriptures. This story told us how the Lord Jesus has healed a little young girl.
从这个故事里面我们一起来思想究竟耶稣是谁。
Let's meditate from this story who Jesus is.
他跟我们到底有什么样的关系。
And what has he got to do with our life today?
那这个两千多年前的故事到底对我们又有什么样的启示？
What sort of implications does this story have for us from, even though the story was 2,000 years ago?
我们一起翻开马可福音。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of Luke?
马可福音
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5.
马可福音第五章第二十一节到四十三节。
Verses 21 through verse 43.
马可福音第五章二十一节到四十三节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through verse 43.
有圣经的弟兄姊妹都可以打开。
If you have a Bible, please turn to your Bible.
我们采用起音式的方式，我读一节，请弟兄姊妹们读一节。
So read I'll read one verse, and brothers and sisters will read the second verse.
马可福音第五章第二十一节到四十三节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 21.
二十一节，耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集。他正在海边上。
有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前，
再三的求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”
耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，
在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。
意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？
门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤，你还说谁摸我吗？
耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。
那女人知道在自己身上所成就的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？
耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说，不要怕，只要信。
于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。
他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里乱嚷，并有人大大的哭泣哀嚎。
进到里面，就对他们说，为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。
他们就嗤笑耶稣，耶稣把他们都撵出去，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方，
就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大谷米，翻出来就是闺女，我吩咐你起来。
那闺女立时起来走，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。
耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他东西吃。这是圣经里面的一段的小的故事。
The story recorded in the Bible.
这段故事里面，你看到说它里面分成两个很小的故事。
You see that in this story, the two small stories.
一个呢是耶稣叫雅鲁的女儿复活。
One is Jesus healed the daughter of Jairus.
另外一个呢是耶稣医治了一个患血漏的妇人。
And the second sub story is Jesus healed the woman.Who has been suffering from bleeding?
那我们今天主要来讲耶稣如何让雅鲁的女儿复活。
So we're going to focus on how Jesus healed the daughter of Jairus.
那我们先来看一看这个故事的主人公。
So who are the what are the main characters in this story?
一个是耶稣，一个是雅鲁。
Is there's Jesus and there's Jairus?
那耶稣是谁呢
？So who is Jesus?
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God.
在2000多年前，他道成肉身来到这个地上。
And 2000 years ago, he became man. He became the flesh and came to the world.
但是他没有选择降生在帝王将相的家中。
But he did not choose to be born in the king's palace.
他乃是出生在一个贫苦的木匠的家庭。
Instead, he was born in a poor carpenter's house.
他更是降生在一个小旅馆的一个马槽里。
In fact, after he was born, he was placed in a manger in a small, inn.
因为他来到地上不是为了要享受人间的荣华富贵。
He did not come to enjoy the richness of this world.
因为他来到地上乃是要担当我们的痛苦，他要背负我们的软弱。
But he came to bear our weakness, to bear our sufferings.
他来就是要拯救所有在伤心绝望中的人。
He came to seek and to save those who are in despair.
在耶稣30岁的时候，他出来传道说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
When he was 30 years old, he came and gave his public ministry. He saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
他不仅在传扬天国的福音，他更是行了许多的神迹奇事。
Not only was he preaching the gospel of the kingdom.He performed many miracles.
在这里我们所读的就是他所行的许多神迹奇事中的两个。
This story that we just read is but one of the miracles that he performed.
那我们看另外一个主人公是谁呢？是雅鲁。
So what is the other main character? That is Jairus.
22节告诉我们说，雅鲁他是一个管会堂的。
In verse 22, we know that Jairus is one of the rulers of the synagogue.
那我们知道说，当犹太人被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
We know that when the Israelites were taken captive to Babylonian, to Babylon,
因为他们,
because they could no longer worship in God in the temple,
他们就组织了会堂,
then they organized the synagogue system.
他们在会堂里读圣经,
they read the Bible in the synagogue,
他们在会堂里祷告,
they pray in the synagogue,
他们在会堂里面敬拜神,
they worship God in the synagogue.
会堂成了在他们宗教生活中非常重要的一部分。
And eventually, synagogues became the center of their worship, their religious life.
管理会堂的人一定是在犹太人当中有身份有地位的人。
And for one to be a ruler of a synagogue, you have to be rich and have a certain status in the Jewish society.
因为他要负责管理在会堂里一切的行政和宗教的事务。
For he must be put in charge of all the administrative matters in the synagogue.
而雅鲁就是一个管会堂的人。
And Yairus is one of those rulers of the synagogue.
现在这个身处上流社会的雅鲁, 他竟然来到一个贫苦的木匠的脚前。
So now we see Yairus, who has a higher position in the Jewish society, has indeed come before Jesus, a poor carpenter. Not only has he came and bowed before Jesus. And he pleaded with Jesus. In front of all men, he begged Jesus to do something for him. Isn't it interesting? And isn't it quite amazing picture?
是什么让这个尊贵的人他愿意放下他自己的身份地位?
What caused this honorable man to lay down all his status, his position, and to come and bow before Jesus?
让他能够俯伏在耶稣的脚前呢?
To beg him.
原来是他亲爱的小女儿病得快要死了。
We know from the story that his little daughter was dying.
我们基督徒常常说, 人的尽头就是神的起头。
We Christians often said that the end of man's effort is the beginning of God's work. For when we are in such a successful situation, we will not come and seek the Lord. Only when you have come to the end of all your efforts and you are in such a despair,
我相信他在来寻找耶稣之前,
perhaps before he has come to Jesus,
他一定是遍访过名医,
he has gone and seen many doctors.
他也是一定花了很多的钱, 也给他女儿吃了很多的药。
Surely he will be more than happy to spend his money to heal the sickness of his little daughter.
但是他亲爱的小女儿不仅没有好转, 反而病情越来越严重。
But instead of getting better, his daughter's health situation has got worse.
就像那个得了血漏的妇人,
just like that woman who suffered from bleeding, from flow of blood.
12年来她找了无数的医生,她也吃了无数的药。
Even though she has seen many physicians, she has taken many medicines perhaps.
她更是花尽了一切她所有的积蓄。
And the Bible tells us that she has spent all that she had.
但是不但一点都不见好转, 反而病情更加的严重。
But she was no better, but rather grew worse.
在万般无奈的情形下, 他们两个都来到耶稣的面前。
In such hopeless situation, both of them have come before Jesus.
我不知道你现在的情形是怎么样。
I'm not sure what sort of circumstances you're in.
也许你就像雅鲁或是那个血漏的妇人。
Perhaps you're like Yairus, or like that woman suffered from bleeding.
也许是你的健康出了问题,
perhaps there's problems with your health.
也许是你的家庭出了问题,
perhaps there's a problem in your family.
也许是你的婚姻或者是你的工作出了问题,
perhaps there's a problem in your marriage or in at your work.
也许你也像雅鲁一样, 你想尽了一切的方法,
perhaps like Yairus, you have tried all your efforts.
但是不但没有解决问题,
and not only you did not solve the problem, but the problem has got worse.
我也盼望你能够像雅鲁一样,
I hope that you can come before Jesus just like Yairus, to come humbly before him.
在福音书的里面,
we've seen that many people come before Jesus in the book of the Gospels. But do all who come before Jesus receive the blessings?
有的人来到耶稣的面前,
some came to Jesus with a judging eyes.
当他们看到耶稣的教训触怒了他们自己利益的时候，
As soon they heard Jesus teaching interfering with their own interest，
他们就想要迫害甚至要杀害他。
They want to destroy him, even to kill him。
那有的人来到耶稣的面前，他们是带着看热闹的心态。
Or perhaps there are some who come before Jesus because they're just interested in news.
他们来听一听，哎，觉得还是很有道理。
They want to hear a bit of his teaching and to see whether it's reasonable.
他们看一看，哇，耶稣还真的能行神迹。
They're curious in looking at the miracles, and Jesus indeed was performing miracles.
但是一看见跟随耶稣要付那么大的代价。
But as soon as they saw that to follow Jesus, you have to pay a great price, they turned back.
他们就应声而退，他们就忧忧愁愁地走了。
They turned back sorrowfully.
但是还有一些人。
But there are some others.
他们一看见耶稣，他们就被耶稣的荣耀和美德所吸引。
As soon as they have seen Jesus, they were attracted by Jesus' glory and his beauty.
他们就欢欢喜喜地相信并且跟随了耶稣。
They, with rejoicing, they came and followed Jesus.
从此他们就得到了神极大的祝福。
And they received the blessing from God.
为什么会有这么大的区别呢？
So why is there such difference?
是不是神对我们偏心呢？
Does God show favoritism?
不，因为主耶稣说，凡来到我这里的人，我总不丢弃他。
No, for Jesus says, whoever comes to me, I will not forsake him.
他愿意祝福每一个人。
He delights to give blessing to everyone.
他愿意每一个人都能够得到永生。
He delights everyone to receive eternal life.
但是神他也从来不勉强人。
But God will never force anyone.
因为神当初造人的时候，他就给人有一个自由的意志。
When he created man, he gave us a free will.
你可以选择永生，你也可以选择灭亡。
You can choose eternal life, or you can choose the way of destruction.
但是我们每一个人都要为自己的选择来负上责任。
Well, every one of us will be responsible for our decision.
在这段圣经的里面，我们从雅鲁的身上，我们看到了一条蒙福之路。
In this portion of the scripture, we saw a way of blessing from the man Jairus.
这条蒙福之路就是他愿意谦卑地来到主耶稣的面前。
This way to receive blessing is that you had to come before Jesus with a humble heart.
圣经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
很多人说，我读了十几年的书，我学了很多的知识。
Many will say I have been educated for more than 10 years. I have much knowledge.
我知道进化论，我知道大爆炸。
I know all about evolution. I know about the Big Bang theory.
他们觉得说都什么年代了，还来相信耶稣，简直是迷信。
It's such a ridiculous for you to believe in God in this generation.
我以前也是这样的人。
I was that kind of man.
自以为是，自命不凡。
So proud of myself, I think I'm better than everyone else.
以为众人皆醉，唯我独醒。
I think that everyone else is foolish, but I'm the one, the smart one.
我现在想想，真的是非常的可笑。
So when I thought about this, I found myself quite foolish.
因为这样的人连自己都不认识自己。
For such a proud person doesn't even know himself.
在圣经的里面有一个人，他的名字叫约伯。
In the Bible, there's a man, his name is Job.
圣经形容他是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
And the Bible describes him to be a blameless man, one who fears God and who stay away from evil.
而且他学识非常的渊博。
And he's a very knowledgeable person.
但是当他遇到一连串苦难的时候，
But when he has encountered a series of sufferings,
他向神发出质问。
He was questioning God.
他说他要面对面和神来争论。
He said he wanted to reason with God, face to face.
但是当神在旋风中向约伯显现的时候，
When God revealed himself to Job,
神问约伯很多的问题。
God asking some questions.
神问约伯说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
God says, when I created the foundations of the earth, where are you?
你知道光亮从何处分开吗？
Do you know how the light was divided?
你知道东风从何路分散遍地吗？
Do you know how the winds go around the earth?
你知道天的定力吗？
Do you know how the heaven is established?
你知道山岩间的野山羊几时生产吗？
Do you know the gazelle in the forest when they give birth to the young?
母鹿下犊之期你能查定吗？
You know when the deer will give birth to the young?
当神向约伯问了这许多问题以后，约伯无言以答。
When God asked these questions, Job could not give an answer.
约伯说，我知道你万事都能做。
Job says, I know you can do all things.
你的旨意不能拦阻。
No one can resist your will.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？
Who will use ignorant words to frustrate your will?
我所说的是我不明白的。
What I have spoken, I did not understand.
这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
These things are too wonderful, I could not attain.
我以前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Previously, I have heard about you, and now I've seen you with my own eyes.
因此，我厌恶我的言语，在炉灰和尘土中懊悔。
Therefore, I despise my own words.
当他俯伏在神面前的时候，他得着了神极大的祝福。
And when he humbled himself before the Lord, he received a blessing from God.
所以，一个能得着神祝福的人。
The one who is able to receive blessing from God.
是那些看见自己卑微。他们愿意俯伏在神的脚前来仰望他。
Is one who sees how humble they are and they're willing to come before God and bow before Him to receive the blessing.
他们认识到自己只不过是一个无能为力的罪人，他们愿意接受耶稣做他们个人的救主。
They know that they are but helpless sinners and they're willing to accept Jesus to be their Lord and Savior.
自以为聪明的人往往是听见，但不明白。
Look, those who think that they are wise often hear but do not understand.
看是看见却不晓得。
They have seen but they could not perceive.
因为耶稣说，他像聪明人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就将自己启示出来。
For Jesus says the mystery of God is hidden to those who are learned and wise, but is revealed to those who are like babes.
所以盼望我们都能够放下我们可怜的骄傲，能够俯伏在这位全能神的脚下。
So I truly hope that we can put down our pride and humble ourselves before this Almighty God.
我们看见亚鲁他走上了一条蒙福之路。
We've seen that Jairus walked on a way of blessing.
一面是他在主耶稣面前的谦卑。
On the one hand, we see his humbleness before the Lord Jesus.
另一面是在他内心的里面有一个深深的需要。
On the other hand, he has a great need in his heart.
除了耶稣之外，没有人能够满足那个需要。
This need, apart from Jesus, no one will satisfy his need.
也是没有除了耶稣以外，也没有人能够解决那个需要。
And apart from Jesus, no one is able to solve his problem.
正是那个需要让他谦卑地来到耶稣的面前。
And this great need caused him to humble before the Lord.
有人说我很现实。
Some say will say I'm very practical.
我需要的是成功和金钱。
I just need success and money.
确实，成功和金钱能够带给人暂时的快乐和满足。
Yes, perhaps success and money will give you a temporary satisfaction.
但是在这个快乐和满足之后，带给人的却是更大的空虚和更多的烦恼。
But after this momentary satisfaction, it only gives you more vain and more sorrow.
有一个人他说得非常的好。
Some said this quite well.
他说钱可以买到房子，但是买不到家。
They said money can buy you a house, but it cannot buy you a home.
钱可以买到婚姻，但是买不到爱。
Money can buy you a marriage, but it cannot buy you true love.
钱可以买到名表，但是买不到时间。
Money can buy you a famous watch, but it does not buy you time.
钱不是一切，反而是痛苦的根源。
Money is not everything, but is the root of all suffering.
他讲的是不是非常的精辟？
So isn't that quite well said?
但是他接下去他讲了一句更精辟的话。
But he said something even better.
他说：“把你的钱给我，让我一个人去承受痛苦吧。”
He said, "Just give me your money so I can endure all the sufferings for everyone."
这就是人的悲哀。
This is such a tragedy of man.
人虽然认识到一切的虚空。
Even though man knows that all is vanity,
但是却总是挣脱不了这个虚空所带来的辖制和束缚。
But yet they could not escape the bondage of this vanity.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为圣经上说，这世界的神就是魔鬼撒旦弄瞎了人的心眼。
Because the Bible tells us the prince of this world, that is the Satan, the devil, has darkened men's eyes.
不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
That the gospel, the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ could not shine on them.
魔鬼撒旦用尽各样的诡计来引诱人，来诱惑人。
Satan uses many devices to deceive us.
让人落入虚空的陷阱的当中。
That we may fall into the trap of vanity.
他让人只看见短暂的，而看不见那个永远的。
He causes man to see only the temporary.Things, but not the eternal things.
他让人只看见那个必朽坏的，而看不见那个不朽坏的。
It causes man to see only the corruptible, but not one who is incorruptible.
他让人只看见属肉体的，而看不见属灵的。
It causes man to see only things of the flesh.
他让人虽知道有神，但是却不把神当作神来敬拜。
It causes man to, even though they know God, they do not worship God as He is.
耶稣基督来就是要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
And Jesus.Christ has come to destroy the works of the evil one.
他把真光，他把希望带给每一个人。
He come and he has brought light, true light and hope to everyone.
他把人从世界的虚空和魔鬼的辖制的当中拯救了出来。
He delivered man from the bondage of the evil one.
他让人重新找到了生命的意义和价值。
That once again we will find the meaning of life and true hope.
你真的知道你自己的需要吗？
Do we truly know your needs?
你有没有意识到，也许你的情形比雅鲁还要更危急呢
？Did you realize perhaps your situation is even worse than Yairus？
我们很容易看见我们外表和我们肉体的需要。
We can easily identify our physical needs。
但是却对我们那更重要的灵魂的需要却往往视而不见。
But we often neglect our deeper spiritual needs。
对雅鲁的女儿来说，那仅仅是身体的死亡。
For the daughter of Yairus, it was but a physical death.
但如果你的灵魂要到永远的审判里去，那要怎么样呢？
But what if your soul would go into eternal death?
在去年的年底，有很多人谣传说12月21日是世界末日。
At the end of last year, someone was saying that 21st of December is the end of the world.
很多人那一天就不上班了。
And many did not work, stop working that day.
甚至有人把工作都辞了。
Some even quit their jobs.
甚至在中国，有人把蜡烛抢购一空。
And in China, everyone's all the candles were sold out.
因为谣传说世界末日要连黑三天。
Because there was a rumor saying that before the at the end of the world, it will be darkness for 3 days.
我不知道那个谣言是不是从蜡烛厂传出来的。
Not sure if the rumor actually came from the candle factory.
我们看见人对着死亡有一种本能的恐惧。
So we see that man has a natural fear of the coming of death.
但是好在12月21号已经安全地度过了。
So thank God that 21st December was not the end.
但是是不是就没有世界末日了呢？
But does it mean that the world will just go on and there's no end?
是不是就没有神公义的审判了呢
？But does it mean that God's righteous judgment will never come？
圣经上说的非常的清楚。
The Bible has told us clearly。
这个世界只会越来越堕落，越来越败坏。
This world is only to get worse and worse。
有一天，神要来审判这个世界。
And one day God will come and judge this world。
在那一天，不管是死人活人，都要站在神的面前，接受神公义的审判。
And everyone, whether dead or alive, will stand before the righteous God and receive His judgment。
人不是一死就白了了。
And death is not the end of everything。
在那一天，所有隐藏的事都要被揭露出来。
For in that day, in the day of judgment, all hidden things will be revealed.
在那一天，所有人不知鬼不觉的事都要被显露出来。
All things that are in secret, that are done in secret, will be revealed.
甚至是在你思想意念中的苦毒、恶念、贪心，神都要来定罪。
Even the bitterness, even the evil thoughts, the greed in your mind, in your heart, will be revealed.
因为在圣经上说的非常的清楚。
The Bible told us plainly.
这个世界上没有一人，连一个都没有。
But there is no righteous, not even one.
因为堕落的人永远都达不到神公义的要求。
A fallen man will never satisfy God's righteous requirements.
我们每一个人都必须真实的来面对自己。
We should all face God, we should all face God one day on the judgment day.
但是我们看见时间却是渐渐的近了。
But we know that the day is coming.
我们没有办法再去拖延。
We should not delay.
正像雅鲁，他没有办法拖延他女儿的病情。
Just like Jairus could not delay the health, the sickness of his daughter.
因为他女儿的病已经是无药可救了。
For the sickness has no cure.
如果你以为你的道德还可以救自己。
If you think that your moral standards can save you.
如果你以为别的宗教可以救你自己。
If you think that other religions will help you.
当那一天审判的日子来到的时候。
Then on the day of judgment,
你会追悔不及，你会后悔不及。
You will truly regret.
因为圣经早就告诉我们。
The Bible has already told us.
天下人间除了耶稣基督，我们不能靠着别的名能够得到拯救。
That apart from Jesus, there's no other name given under heaven that you may be through which that you may be saved.
因为只有耶稣为你的罪钉在十字架上。
But only Jesus was crucified for you on the cross.
因为只有耶稣为你付上了生命的赎价。
Only Jesus has paid the price of redeeming your life.
你只有相信耶稣，你才能够得着生命的拯救。
Only by believing in Jesus can you be saved.
当雅鲁向耶稣恳求完之后
，After Jairus has pleaded with Jesus，
在二十四节里面说，耶稣就和他同去。
In verse 24 says Jesus went with him.
当我读到这句话的时候，我很感动。
When I read this verse, I was quite touched.
因为我们所相信的神，他不是一位高高在上的神。
But the God who we believed in, he is not God who is high on in that.
他不是一位只是为了要显示自己的圣洁而来刑罚我们的神。
He's not a God who is holy and who is only come to judge us.
我们所信的神是一位愿意与我们同去的神。
But he's God who is a God who is willing to go with us.
因为他知道我们的痛苦，他也理解我们的软弱。
He knew our sufferings and he understands our weakness.
他更垂听我们在他面前的恳求。
And he listens to our prayers.
他在我们的每一个遭遇中，他与我们同行。
In all our sufferings, our afflictions, he walked with us.
虽然耶稣基督他是道成肉身来到这个世界上，他自己没有罪。
If Jesus came in the flesh, he was sinless.
但是他却肯来接待罪人。
And yet he was quite willing to receive sinners.
他与罪人和税吏同坐。
He sit with the sinners and the tax collectors.
因为他来到这个地上不是为了要救义人，而是为了要救像你像我这样的罪人。
For he did not come to seek the righteous one.But the sinners like you and I.
但是他却爱我们。
And he loved us.
他爱所有的罪人。
He loved all sinners.
他甚至爱我们，他爱到一个地步。
He loved us to an extent that.
他愿意为我们这些罪人被钉死在十字架上。
That he is willing to be crucified on the cross for us.
他亲身担当了你的罪，我的罪。
To bear on his body.Your sins and my sins.
但是在三天之后，他从死里复活。
But in 3 days, he was raised from the dead.
他以大能显明他是神的儿子。
With great power, he showed himself to be the Son of God.
并且他把自己永远的生命赏赐给每一个愿意相信接受他的人。
And he gave his eternal life to everyone who believed in him.
而且他现在就住在每一个重生得救的基督徒的里面。
And he lives in the heart of every Christian who believed in him.
并且他永远都与我们同在。
And he will be with us forever.
这是何等令人欣慰的一件事情。
So what a great encouragement that is for us.
因为在人生的道路上，我们永远都不会孤单。
For in our life's journey, we will never be alone.
在雅鲁跟随耶稣到他家的路上
，when on the way of on the way to his home with Jesus，
发生了一些的插曲。
Something else happened。
有一个患血漏的妇人拦阻了耶稣的脚步。
There's a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years。
雅鲁虽然没有说话，但是我相信他心里面一定是非常的着急。
So even though Jairus did not speak, perhaps he was quite anxious that Jesus to come and heal his daughter.
因为是一个十万火急的事情，竟然跑出来一个捣乱的。
But it was at that critical moment that this something else happen.
我们也常常会有这样的经历。
Sometimes we have that experience.
当我们为一件事情专心在祷告的时候。
When we pray for someone, for something wholeheartedly.
不仅我们所希望的没有发生，反而有更多棘手的事情跑出来。
Not only has the thing that we pray for was not fulfilled, but something else happened.
有一个人他在生意上他遇到了很大的难处。
A man who had great troubles in his business.
他跑到教堂里去祷告。
He went to a church and prayed.
他刚要祷告的时候，又走进来一个人。
And as he was praying, someone else walked in.
那个人一走进来就跪下来祷告说。
And the other man, when he walked into church, he kneeled down and prayed, saying,
主耶稣啊，求你顾念我。他说我已经失业很久了。
Lord Jesus, will you have mercy on me? I have been out of job for a long time.
而且我家里上有老下有小，都快揭不开锅了。
And I have my parents, I have the older ones and younger ones, I almost run out of food.
这个生意人听了非常的着急。
And this businessman, when he heard the prayers, he was quite troubled.
他心里面想，这么小的事情也要来麻烦神。
He was actually quite patient. It was lack of patience. He's saying, "Why do you pray for such a small matter?"
他说，我祷告的可是几百万的生意啊。
What I'm praying for is millions of dollars business.
他赶紧跑过去拿了一百块钱给那个人。
So he went ahead and he gave just $100 to the man.
他说神已经听了你的祷告，你赶紧回去吧。
He said, "Look, God has heard your prayer. Just go home."
哇，那个人看了，哇，非常的高兴，在那里感谢主，然后就欢欢喜喜的回去了。
But the man was overjoyed. He stand up and he went home, praising God.
这个生意人看他走了以后，他回到神的面前，他跟神祷告。
So the businessman saw that the other man left, so he can have a quiet prayer before God.
说神啊，那个捣乱的人已经被我赶走了。你现在可以专心的听我一个人祷告。
He said, "God, the man who is troublemaker has gone. So now you can pay attention to my prayer."
我们总是把神想得太小。
We often think that God, in our thoughts, God is quite small.
好像神一次只能做一件的事情。
We think God can do only one thing at a time.
神既然是说有就有、命立就立的神，在他就没有难成的事。
But God is a God who raises the dead, and He causes nothing. He creates something out of nothing.
他总是叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
There is nothing too difficult for God, and He causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him.
神做事有他的时间，神也有他的方法。
God has His own way of doing things and His own timing.
我们不能定规神，一定要按照我们的祷告来成就。
We cannot restrict God with the way we pray.
就像雅鲁向主耶稣当初所求的。
Just like Jairus when he was pleading with the Lord.
他说：“求你按手在他身上，使他痊愈。”
He actually asked Jesus to lay his hands on her that she may be healed.
我们看见主没有按手在他身上。
But we did not see Jesus laying his hands on the daughter of Jairus.
只是凭着一句话就叫他女儿从死里复活。
And in fact, Jesus just command with his word, daughter, raise up.
主也没有在他孩子在病中的时候就去医治他。
And nor did the Lord came while she was still alive.
而是等他死了以后，当众人都觉得没有盼望的时候，然后。让他的女儿从死里复活。
But in fact, he had to wait until she is died, and when everyone has lost their hope, then he came and bring her alive.
因为神他是掌权的主。
For God is one who reigns.
他知道我们一切的难处。
He knew all our difficulties.
但是他会在他的时间，用他的方法来成就他所要成就的事。
But he will accomplish what he wants to accomplish in his own timing.
我们所要学习的就是信而顺服。
What we need to learn is to trust and obey.
在我们跟随主的道路上，主耶稣常常教导我们信而顺服的功课。
In the way when we in our journey of following the law, God often teaches this lesson.
雅鲁不是等到耶稣医治了他的女儿以后才相信他。
Jairus did not wait until his daughter was healed before he believed in him.
而是在他信了耶稣以后，他才经历到耶稣的大能。
But that's just the other way around. He first believed in Jesus, then he experienced the power and resurrection of Jesus.
虽然在一开始的时候，他的信心还很小。
So even though at the beginning his faith was quite little, quite small.
有人说，如果神帮我做了这件事情、那件事情，我就来相信他。
Someone would say, if God does this for me and does that for me, then I will believe in him.
但是我要对你说，
But I would like to say this to you.
神不是你的仆人，神也从来不做讨价还价的事。
God is not your servant, and he will never be in the business of bargaining.
我们相信神不是因为他能为我们做什么事情。
And we believe that it's not what God can, whether God can do this for me.
而是因为他爱我们，他差遣他独生的爱子为我们这些罪人钉死在十字架上。
He has loved us the sinners. He has sent his son to die for us.
也有人说，等我研究清楚了，我再来相信神。
Some would say, let me examine this and let me study this, so then I will believe.
我虽然同意人不能够盲目的相信。
I believe that we'll not just believe in someone blindly.
但是如果你听了福音。你听了那么多的见证以后，还要在那里去研究。
But if you have heard the gospel, you've heard the testimonies, then you will still want to study and examine.
那我只能告诉你。
Then let me tell you this.
既然神他是创造者，他的智慧能力就远远的超过我们。
If God is the creator of the universe, His wisdom is far above you and I.
我们永远不会，也不可能把神来研究清楚。
We will never fully understand God.
神对人只有一句简单的话。
God only has one word for man.
那就是信而顺服。
That is, you need to believe, you need to trust and obey.
等你相信了以后，你就会发现耶稣能够在你生命中行奇妙的事。
If you believe, then he will do something miraculous in your life.
很多人以为信了耶稣以后，什么都能够一帆风顺。
Some will believe that if you believe in Jesus, everything will be quite smoothly.
很多人说信了耶稣以后不是大富就是小康。
Some believe say that if you believe in Jesus, you will be rich, or at least you will be a middle class.
但是圣经从来都没有这样的教导。
But the Bible has never taught that.
基督徒和世界上的人一样，我们都会遭遇各样的难处。
Like just like everyone in the world, Christians will suffer, will encounter difficulties.
但是基督徒和世界上的人不一样的是。
But what makes us different is this.
当我们遇到难处的时候。我们知道我们的主与我们同行。
When we encounter difficulties, we know that our Lord walks with us.
因为主耶稣说，在世界上你们有苦难，但是在我的里面你们有平安。
But the Lord Jesus says, in the world you will have sufferings, but in me you will have peace.
这个是一个何等安慰的应许。
What a great comfort that is.
就像雅鲁一样，他满以为他跟耶稣去了之后，一定能够治好他的女儿。
Just like Jairus, he was hoping wholeheartedly that if Jesus went with him, he will be able to heal his daughter.
但是在路上不仅碰到一个妇人来拦阻耶稣的脚步。
But on the way home, not only has a woman stopping here, causing trouble, stopping Jesus to go and heal his daughter.
接着他竟然听见了一个噩耗。
Then he heard the bad news.
他的女儿已经死了。
Someone came and told him,Your daughter has died.
这是一个何等大的一个打击。
What a bad news that is.
我想他一定是灰心到了极点。
I think that he will perhaps lose heart.
信耶稣有什么用呢？
What is it? He might say to himself, what's the use of asking for Jesus?
信耶稣怎么他女儿都死了呢？
What's the use of believing in Jesus? Why is it that my daughter still died?
但是耶稣却温柔地对他说，不要怕，只要信。
And yet Jesus said to him with gentle words saying, do not be afraid, only believe.
不要怕，只要信这几个字不知道帮助了多少的基督徒。
Do not be afraid, only believe.So many Christians have been helped by this word.
不知道有多少的基督徒因为这句话让他们从失败、伤心、软弱的当中重新得到了力量。
So many Christians, when we are in weakness, when we lose heart, we have regained strength by this word.
这也是主耶稣要对你说的话。
And this is what the Lord Jesus wants to speak to you.
不管你的健康是不是有，是多么的没有指望。
whether you have lose heart with your health,
不管你现在的婚姻看起来是多么的失败，
whether your marriage looks like such a failure,
也不管你现在的生活是多么的颓废，
whether or not your life is in such trouble.
不管你犯了多大的罪，也不管你在罪里沉沦的有多深。
No matter how deep you are in your sins and in your transgressions,
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
只要你认罪悔改，只要你来到耶稣的面前。
If you come and confess your sins and humble before the Lord,
主耶稣就能赦免你一切的罪，他洗净你一切的不义。
The Lord Jesus is able to forgive all your sins and cleanse all your sickness.
而且他能抚平你心里一切的伤痛。
And he's able to comfort all your broken.
他能给你的生活重新带来希望。
And he will bring hope to your life.
不要怕，只要信。
So do not be afraid, but only believe.
当他们来到雅鲁家里的时候，
as they came to the house of Jairus,
他们发现人们都在哭泣哀嚎。
They found that everyone was weeping, and
因为孩子已经死了。
For the child is already dead.
但是耶稣却说了一句奇妙的话。
And yet Jesus said something quite amazing.
他说孩子不是死了，是睡着了。
He said, "Why such crying and commotion? The child is not dead, but sleeping."
在世人的眼中，死亡是一件可怕的事情。
In the eyes of man, death is a terrible thing.
因为人一死，所有的理想、追求、希望都随之而破灭。
But when a man is dead, all dreams, all hopes are gone.
而且人死了以后，不知道要到哪里去。
And when you die, you don't know where you're going.
但是在主的眼中，在基督徒的眼中。
But in the eyes of the Lord and in the eyes of Christians.
死亡不过是睡觉，不过是另一个永恒生命的开始。
Death is it is but sleep, but the beginning of the eternal life.
圣经上说基督徒在世上是客旅是寄居的。
Bible tells us that we are strangers in the world.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
当有一天天使的号筒吹响的时候，
One day when the trumpet sounds,
我们都要复活。
We will all be raised.
我们都要一同与耶稣一起进到荣耀的里面。
We will all enter into glory as the Lord Jesus.
这个是每一个基督徒荣耀的盼望。
This is the glorious hope of all Christians.
你愿意坦然地面对死亡吗？
Do you want to be able to face death boldly?
你盼望能够在这个复活的里面也有份吗？
You want to be partaker of this resurrection?
我希望你来相信耶稣。
I hope you will come and believe in Jesus.
而相信这位能够叫人从死里复活的神。
Believe one who will raise the dead.
当耶稣来到孩子这个小孩子的面前的时候，
When Jesus came before this little girl,
他拉着这个小女孩的手对她说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
He took the child by the hand and said to her, daughter, little daughter, I say to you, arise.
但是更准确的翻译是小羊羔起来。
The more accurate translation is that little lamb arise.
主耶稣拉着她的手说，小羊羔起来。
The Lord Jesus said to her, "Little lamb, arise."
然后就把这个小羊羔交还给他的父母亲。
And he committed this little lamb back to her parents.
他把这个小羊羔交还给那还在流泪、伤心、绝望中的父母。
He gave this little lamb back to the parents who were still weeping and still in tears.
在四十二节的里面说，那闺女立时起来走，他们就大大的惊奇。
Verse 42 says, immediately the girl arose and walked.
闺女已经十二岁了。
The daughter, and she was 12 years old.
我们看见这个故事的结局是何等的令人感动。
And what a great ending is that story.
我们也看到这是一个多么欢喜的一个结局。
And it's such a joyful ending.
我们看见一切的改变都是因为耶稣的介入。
We know that all things have been changed because Jesus is in the picture.
在这里我们看见一个奇妙的一个巧合。
This we see here a coincidence, an amazing coincidence.
雅鲁的女儿是十二岁。
That the daughter of Jairus is 12 years of age.
而那个女人她也是患了十二年的血漏。
And that woman who suffered from bleeding for 12 years.
也就是说，当那个可怜的当那个可爱的小羊羔出生的时候，这个可怜的女人她悲惨的生活就从此开始了。
That is to say that when that little girl was born, this pitiful woman had started her suffering.
这是一个很奇妙的一个对比。
This is such a comparison.
十二年对这个女人来说，那是一个不堪回首、伤心绝望的十二年。
12 years is such a time full of sufferings and for this woman.
但是对雅鲁和他的女儿来说，这是一个何等欢喜、快乐、充满回忆的十二年。
But for the daughter of Yairus, it's such a joyful 12 years.
但是在十二年之后，他们都来到一个同样的结局。
But at the end of the 12 years, they all come to the same conclusion.
那个同样的结局就是伤心、绝望和无助。
That conclusion is brokenheartedness, despair, and helplessness.
不管你是贫穷，
whether you are rich,
不管你是富有，
whether you're poor,
不管你是什么样的背景，
no matter what background you have come with,
也不管你以前过什么样的生活，
no matter what kind of life you have lived in the past,
如果你没有耶稣，
if you do not have Jesus,
有一天你一定会来到一个绝境。
One day you will come to your despair.
如果你没有耶稣，有一天你一定也会来到伤心、绝望、无助的境地。
One day you will come to this same helplessness, same despair.
如果你还没有信耶稣，
if you have not believed in Jesus,
我盼望你今天就能够相信他。
I hope that you will believe in him today.
不管你现在的情形如何，
no matter what situation you are in,
不管你现在是不是身处绝境，
no matter whether you are in a disease that's incurable.
耶稣永远他是你的盼望。
Jesus is forever your hope.
耶稣也永远是你的拯救。
Jesus is forever your deliverance.
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
如果你心里面有感动，你愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
If you have been touched by these words, by God, you want to receive him as your savior.
当我说一句的时候，也请你跟着说一句。
When I pray, I invite you to follow me.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
今天我听到了福音。
Today I've heard the gospel.
我本来以为我是一个健康的人。
I previously think that I'm a healthy person.
但是当我听完以后，我才知道原来我也是一个身患绝症的人。
But after I heard the message, I realized that I am one who is suffering from sickness.
听完之后，我才知道原来我在神的面前也是一个罪人。
I've heard that I am a sinner before you.
主耶稣，求你向我来显现。
Lord Jesus, will you reveal yourself to me?
主也让我能够像雅鲁一样。
And help me to be like Yairus.
让我也能够走上一条蒙福的道路。
Help me to walk on the way of blessing.
让我能够谦卑地来到你的面前。
Help me to come before you with a humble heart.
我要向你说，我是一个罪人。
Lord, I want to confess that I am a sinner.
求你用你的宝血来洗净我。
Will you cleanse me with your precious blood?
我也愿意接受你做我个人的救主。
And I want to receive you as my personal savior.
我愿意把我的生命交在你的手中。
And I want to commit my life into your hands.
因为只有交在你的手中，我的生命才会更有价值，更有意义。
For only if I commit my life unto you, then my life will be valuable.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
因为我知道你替我死。
For I know that you have died for me.
你也替我活。
You have resurrected for me.
求你在我每一天的生活中，你做我随时的帮助。
Lord, will you be my help in my daily life?
让我在每一天的生活中更多的来经历你。
Help me to experience you more and more in my daily life.
让我知道你是一位又真又活的神。
Help me to know that you are a true and living God.
所以说我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
我这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.如果你刚才跟我做了这样的祷告，
If you have prayed the prayer with me,
圣经上说，凡接待他的人，
Bible says for those who believe in him,
就是信他的名，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Those who accept him, God has given them the privilege to be children of God.
如果你愿意相信耶稣基督，
If you want to believe in Jesus Christ,
你愿意承认在他的面前你是一个罪人，
If you're willing to confess that you are a sinner,
他的血就能够洗净你一切的不义，
His blood is able to cleanse you from all your sins,
他就能够让你的生命能够重新找到意义和价值，
And he will once again give meaning to your life.
愿神来祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.